the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now to a business that's marking 100 years this year. Hannah's Hats was set up by a Belfast orphan in Donegal town in 1924. It's had its fair share of celebrity customers over the years, from Pavarotti to Britney Spears. I called in to visit them earlier and caught up with Eleanor Hannah, who runs Hannah's Hats. Now I'm just at Hannah's Hats in Donegal town, going to meet Eleanor. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi,
Richard, how are you?
How are you, Richard? Welcome to Hannah's Hats.
Thank you very much. It's a beautiful day in Donegal. Nice bit of warm weather. Oh, this is fantastic in here, all of these hats. This is the front end shop that you have here.
Yeah, so this is new. We started this a year in January to bring tourists to Hannah's Hats, which is fantastic. So it's a new side of the business.
And the business has so much history and heritage. I see some old photographs on the wall. Who's over here?
Yeah, so this is my grandfather, David Hannah. He started the business in 1924. He was born in Belfast. He was an orphan and he cycled from Belfast to Donegal town for a job as a tailor. This is my father in the other photograph, and he took it over in the late 80s, early 90s.
And had he any connection with Donegal, that he applied for the job in Donegal?
No, he'd no connection with Donegal. He's seen the job, got the job with this Mr. McDade as a tailor, and he stayed in Donegal and had 11 children and loved Donegal and stayed here.
And here you are 100 years later.
Here we are, one of, I think it's 65 grandchildren that he had. And his great-great-grandchildren, I think it's over 100 now at this stage.
He's 100 to match every year.
Yeah.
And I see over here rolls of tweed.
Yes.
Very large rolls. This is what a lot of the hats are made from. Beautiful patterns as well.
Yeah, so we would be picking our patterns now this time of year. So we're in June now, so we're picking our colours now for next year.
Great. Can we see a few of them being made?
Yes, come on with me. Richard, this is Tony. Tony does all the cutting in the factory. So I'm going to let him explain with this die press of how the process starts before it goes to the floor to the gairns.
Tony, very nice to meet you. Beautiful tweeds here.
Lovely tweeds, selected by Eleanor and John Patrick. They are taken to the big cutting table here. They are then laid up, maybe 20 different colours, and they're cut into 13-inch sections. Now this is for the patchwork cap. And then that section is taken to the die press, where it is cut out.
Tony, it's like a sunbed, but if you got into it, you might get squashed.
Yes.
You wouldn't be coming out of it.
It has only got 80 ton of cotton pressure. So anything that gets in its way, some of them blades have discovered down through the years that it doesn't stop for nothing. It just cuts right through. They are bagged and sent to our outworkers in the country.
There used to be ladies working at home, and they do piece rates, so they get paid for each blanket that they make. They take it away on a Friday and then they bring it back the following Friday.
And Tony, it's quite a skill to be able to do this. Yeah. You've been here, working here a long time, haven't you?
I'm working here for a long time, yeah.
It's great. Thank you very much, Tony.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay.
Here, so what Carmel's doing is she's putting the line, and this is the last bit of the process before the caps go outside to be pressed and packed and shipped to the customer. So Carmel's putting the line in, and what she's checking is the quality, the size, that it's right.
You look a dap hand at that. Any idea many hats you've done since you started working?
No, not since I started working. No, I'll be here 10 years next year, so approximately 200 a day.
That's a lot of hats.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, Eleanor, you have a hall of fame, a wall of fame here after 100 years in business. Some very familiar faces on the wall. Matt Damon wearing one of your hats?
Yeah, Matt Damon, Patrick Dempsey. We were very lucky to get caps to them when they were making movies in Dublin. We've had Britney Spears, Colin Farrell, Pavarotti, Ronnie Drew, Brenton Grace and Phil Coulter.
And I see you have a photograph of Ronnie Drew here. Was he someone that the family knew well?
Yeah, Dad used to bring him out fishing in Lough Esk, and he actually was very good. Every time we had a showcase in the RDS in Dublin in January, Dad would ring him up and ask him to come in for a cup of tea. People would come over just to say hello to him, but place an order at the same time, so it was great to have him there.
He'd just show up at the stand and they'd flock.
Oh, it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and he was lovely too, so he was.
We can have a chat a bit more about the story of the business and the family background and everything. Is there somewhere a little quieter we can go?
Perfect, we can go upstairs to my office.
Great, thank you. You lead the way. So, Eleanor, your granddad started the business, came to Donegal from Belfast,
And what about your dad then? Because you would have worked very closely with him from an early age.
Yeah, I probably came into the business when I was about 14, you know, at school holidays and things like that. And my father had macular, so he always took one of us, me and my sister Amanda Jane, and we always went to the States with him. That was our biggest market. So it was to look at the patterns, be able to write the orders. So we were learning from an early age how to sell the tweed hats and caps.
So when you were very young, getting to go to the States and kind of being your father's eyes for him because he was suffering from that that eye disease, really.
Yeah.
Was that a real challenge? It must have been difficult.
No, he had it very well. It was nearly like how he would do it as I'm bringing you to meet customers and you're going to go on the plane. And it was fantastic. And I learnt a lot out of school as well as in school at the same time, which was brilliant.
And the business itself, the United States is a big part of the market. Hats have been around for so long, but styles change. Has the Peaky Blinders phenomenon given a big lift to the more old style hat?
Yeah, we would have called it back in the day probably the newsboy style, the paperboy, where he would stand in the corner and sell the newspaper. So we would have made it for Boardwalk Empire. That was a TV show in the States. So we made a lot of caps for them, which was great for Hannah Hats at the time. So the style's changed a little bit. So we do the baggy style and then there's a neater fitting. It depends on the shape of the cap for that person.
Some of the skills that we've seen down on the floor there are really important. They're very local in many respects and there's a big tradition in Donegal. But were they close to dying out?
I suppose it's very hard to get machinists. It's a problem. A lot of companies would find that. We've a lot of Ukrainian ladies now downstairs working for us. And it is training a lot of people from scratch. When you see the old photographs of an elderly man sitting weaving, that's what you presume it is. And to see somebody younger now that's in their 20s, it's absolutely fantastic.
Your granddad started the company. Your own children, you have two kids, is it?
Two kids,
and are they interested in it?
Dahi and Ava have been in for the summer, so they always help. They've done trade shows in the States with me, so it's great, it's brilliant, but they probably want to do their own thing too, so if they do, and that's not a problem either.
Your dad had run the business for a very long time, and then sadly, he died quite suddenly in 2019.
Yeah, he went up to get a bypass in Dublin and unfortunately it just didn't go to plan. So he died very suddenly.
Was that a very, obviously a difficult thing personally for you, but for the business then as well, stepping up to take over things?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of businesses aren't prepared for what they have ahead of them. And it was a mess, to be honest, of trying to organise paperwork and different things. It was all in his name. I suppose a lot of businesses aren't ready for it. But we got through it and we had so much help from everybody that we could get help from. But he was still involved in the business. He was still doing trade shows and all the customers knew him. So it was shock for everybody and he was a massive loss to everybody that was involved.
Is there a sort of a burden of responsibility with running a family business that's been around for 100 years?
Do you know what? I would have said there was, but I think if you put your heart and soul into it, which I have done, I've done my best. And I think that is part of running a business and a family business. You can't take on that pressure that you have to keep it going for the next generation, or you have to keep it going because it was your father's or grandfather's. You have to keep it going for as long as you can and be happy with that.
Well, Eleanor Hannah, thank you very much for joining us on the programme and showing us around this fabulous facility, and well done on everything you've done.
Thank you very much.